This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 84 for Thursday, September 29th. Ice canola futures continue higher, with double-digit gains on Thursday amid heavy volumes of trading. At the final settlement, the November canola contract advances $13.50 at $852 per ton, and the January contract increases $13.30 at $860.20 per ton. Despite a slight pullback in the United States dollar, the Canadian dollar is lower. The loonie slips to 72.82 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.21. Support for canola is coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Losses in Chicago soy meal are putting some weight on values. Global crude oil prices are relatively steady, providing little direction to vegetable oils. Prairie temperatures are forecast to remain above normal for the next few days, and with the region largely free of rain. Saskatchewan reports its province-wide harvest of all crops is 81% complete, with canola about two-thirds finished. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending September 22nd include just over 1 million tons of old crop soybeans. There's a net reduction of 30,000 tons for new crop soybeans. Export sales of old crop soy meal come in at 86,300 tons, plus more than 150,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil has a net reduction of 5,000 tons of old crop and sales of 700 tons of new crop. Export sales of corn consist of 512,000 tons of old crop and 160,000 tons of new crop. Wheat tallies 280,000 tons of old crop and net reductions of 29,700 tons of new crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The November contract adds 2 cents at $14.11 per bushel. December soy oil gains 1.71 cents at 63.86 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal loses $5.50 at $407.20 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Thursday as the December contract dips a penny at $669.50 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its December contract adding a nickel at $383.50. The U.S. wheat complex is correcting as Chicago December gives up 7 cents at $896. Kansas City December loses 9 cents at $967. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 6.5 cents at $9.66. A reminder that the ice canola market is closed tomorrow for the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Markets in the U.S. are open. That's a look at the ice futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 29th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.